Wilson Library, which is UNC's oldest library on campus, has not been renovated since 1987, when it became the university's dedicated spot for its special collections. While the historic building earned much attention around its facilities in 2022 due to the discovery of lead traces in its water, it's also not up to code for the best emergency safety protocols. Maria Estorino, the university librarian, presented details of the upcoming renovation of Wilson Library to the UNC Employee Forum on Wednesday. She said the building's sprinkler coverage needs to be extended and its fire alarm system requires significant upgrades. And those aren't even the most expensive part.
We are creating two additional egress staircases and routes within the building to increase our capacity for emergency egress. And those are going to be on the backside of the building.
UNC says because of Wilson Library's size and age, the entire facility will be emptied out during the bulk of those renovations. That is set to begin next August, as the special collections in Wilson will be moved off-site and will be unavailable for researchers or teachers to access. Library services won't be available, and only select spaces will be open to the public during that year. Then, in 2025, staff will be relocated and the building will close entirely until construction is finished, which is projected to be in 2027. Estorino explained why the entire facility must be shut down to make those safety compliance updates.
It's a complex project, and the construction is going to require a lot of equipment, both outside the building and inside the building. And we need to ensure that our materials and our people are out of the way and are safe while these projects are going on.
With that closure and the special collections unavailable, it means that several student jobs and about 200 seats of study space will be unavailable too. But Estorino said the library's digital collections and instructional services will still be accessible for the community. While the changes are largely meant to benefit patrons' safety, Estorino said she believes the updates will also make the library easier for them to use.
If you've ever tried to book something, for example, at Wilson, you know that we have really strict hours, and that's largely because of the regulations that we have in place, conditions under which we can and cannot have the building open. So it's our hope that even without a more programmatic renovation, that it will make the building just simply more available.
The goal, according to the university, will be to complete the renovations before a major milestone in Wilson Library's history, as its centennial anniversary of opening approaches in 2029. Estorino said she thinks with those updates, the building will be, quote, bursting with opportunity to celebrate its achievements throughout the years at Carolina. And, she added, it can set an example for how UNC's historic facilities can best support cutting-edge research and creativity.
I think of this project as the key that will unlock the future possibilities of Wilson Library.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.